Public records requests from NWPB reveal numerous instances of potential unethical behavior by a member of the Richland School Board, Audra Bird. In several email and text message exchanges, board members would discuss parents and teachers using terms such as, quote, crazy and, quote, psycho to describe them. Board member Audra Bird wrote an exchange to board member Carrie Williams in the middle of February during the school closures because of the mask choice vote that was against the state-ordered mandate. Bird wrote, quote, if we vote to rescind our vote for mask choice so kids can be in school, how will we deal with the fallout of this statement to our community that the union has more power than we the people? It is not just a matter if we want kids back in school at this point. It is a lot deeper implication to whether we have now lost all control to the progressive agenda or if we are willing to keep them in check for our children. What is to stop them from strong-arming Shelley more in regards to literacy, sex ed, CRT, or anything else they want to push? We have lost control over the education of our children to the far progressive agenda. The decision we make tonight will send a clear message to our community of whether we are standing up against the corruption or if we're handing the power in the name of keeping kids in school. I know it's very, very hard, but I don't think it is worth getting kids back in school for the sacrifice of this district's hold on righteousness. If it comes down to it, I'd rather fire Shelley and stand up for what is right and deal with the chaos of the teachers' union rather than send our kids back to school in masks and giving that power to evil that we would never be able to recover from, unquote. In another exchange, Bird tries to get Carrie Williams to write, quote, a new policy statement given by the superintendent by March 15th of a new staff disciplinary procedure outlining inappropriate behaviors and the consequences in an effort to dissuade any staff striking on March 21st, stopping teachers from intimidating students about mask beliefs, stopping teachers from bad language and harassment on social media and in the classroom, and other teachers who have been assigning students to write essays about how awful the board is. I think we need to have a way to discipline staff. Staff is out of control right now, and I think we need to get this in place ASAP, and especially before March 21st comes in case staff decide they don't want to stop the mandate and do whatever they want, unquote. Bird told school district lawyer Galt Pettit that she could not provide all text messages with this public records request from NWPB, but in one text exchange with Carrie Williams, Bird tells Williams that she will be deleting the text after Williams reads it. According to school board president Jill Olson, board members are required to do training every year covering open public meetings, board behavior, roles and responsibilities, and other legal items. Olson explains what Richland School Board has in place.
We have what's called our board code of ethics. We don't have necessarily anything that goes with it right now with what happens when a majority of the board member feels that perhaps another board member has violated that code of ethics. And that's something that we together as a team need to put forth.
Olson says what could happen next.
I at least think the majority of the board would be in favor of it. It's important to have those things in place because it not only protects you, it protects the district and it protects the people that we represent and the students. If we can just go carte blanche on whatever it is we're thinking about doing, then everybody can go rogue.
Olson and one other school board member say they are in favor of forming an ethics committee. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.